The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health and Mental Health for Ulster County. With me this morning is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Vin.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. Dr. Smith, today's topic is one that is really essential to community health and wellness, and that is the ability to enjoy fresh local produce and making sure that that gets out to folks who really need it as well. And the topic today is the Roundout Valley Growers Association and the role of local agriculture in community health, wellness, and sustainability. And I'm proud to say that Roundout Valley Growers Association sprung from the town of Marbletown, where I was former supervisor. I wasn't the one that initiated it, but I did help carry the work forward, and we have some good things to talk about that. Our guest today is Carol Reiser. She's Executive Director of Roundout Valley Growers Association. Carol has a 27-year career in government relations, communications, and resource development, and she's getting back to her roots and feeding her passion for advocating for sustainable agriculture in her new position. She focused her consulting business on helping farmers connect to grants and other resources to address the challenges that they were facing. And as we said prior to the show, we know that farmers face a lot of challenges these days. It's not an easy business to be in. It's long hours. You're subject to changes in the weather. And you may or may not have children who want to carry on the family business. There's a lot of competition out there, a lot of food being imported from all over the globe. So it is challenging, and however, most of the farmers that I know are people who are immensely passionate and dedicated. It's part of who they are as people.
Thankfully, certainly it's an important part of who we are in Ulster County.
Absolutely. Agriculture is the second largest industry in Ulster County. So not only is it critical to wellness in terms of availability of fresh produce, but also contributes immensely to the economic vitality of Ulster County. So welcome, Carol.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
And Ben.
Yeah, we're
it's
happy to have
here.
You. Yeah. Carol, give our listeners a bit of an overview of Roundout Valley Growers Association, how and why and when it came into being.
Well, this is a good time to be talking about that, because the Growers Association started in 2001 as a task force that came out of the work that you did, Vin. And it was started by Bruce Davenport and Fabio Worgan as the two beginning members of the task force, and they became the founding board members as well. But it started in 2001 to basically take a look at the farmland and the available farming land, or the land available for farming, and make sure that we could keep it as open agriculture land, and see what could be done to engage more people to come to the Roundout Valley and to engage legacy families to have their youngins come back to continue the farming tradition. And it just so happens that at this year's Harvest Hoedown, we honored the next generation that decided to come back to farm the legacy farms, or to even those who scoured the entire United States and then chose the Roundout Valley to grow their hops or their grains or whatever they decided to do. So it's one of the most fertile areas in the United States, and it was created, you know, from a glacier and it sits in a valley between the Shawangunks, I know I didn't say that right, and the Catskills, and from Kingston to Ellenville. And that it is just, there's so many different kinds of soils in that area, but it's all rich, and the farmers do just an incredible job of taking care of the soil so that it produces those really vitamin-rich fruits and vegetables.
I know in Marbletown, we did some work on, we created the first farmland protection program in Ulster County, but we also passed a what's called a purchase of development rights bond fund. It goes on to a referendum where the voters decide that they want to set aside X amount of money to enable the town to work with other partners such as Scenic Hudson or Open Space Institute and the county to purchase the development rights, meaning that the farmer gets X amount of money to be able to sustain their business and their family with. In exchange, that farmer relinquishes the rights to have it developed commercially. They can still sell the farm if they wished to another farming entity or person, but it can't be developed. And that way it helps, it serves two purposes by giving them the funds to continue to exist as a business and sustain their family, while at the same time keeping it in perpetual farmland, which is critical, folks. They're not, you know, as they say, they're not making any more land. And
right. That's a limited resource, so we certainly have to protect it and safeguard it. And, you know, Carol just mentioned growing the vitamin-rich fruits and vegetables, and that really needs to be the staple of our diets for sure, because more fruits and vegetables lead to healthier lifestyles and help folks to avoid some of the chronic illnesses that really are the reflection of eating too much fat and sugar mm-hmm. and commercially, artificially developed items, fast foods, etc. So certainly it's so important in so many different ways.
And Carol, what would you say to folks who say, well, you know, maybe I don't care where the produce comes from. I mean, if the supermarket gets it from, you know, California or, you know, or Argentina or wherever, why is locally grown so important?
Anyone who says that, I would challenge them to come to one of our farms, pick a ripe tomato or a blueberry and taste it.
Or a strawberry or a raspberry. Just
absolutely.
Corn. No apples, for sure.
Absolutely. You know, it's like it will change the way you look at food. And so it's no longer just called a fruit or a vegetable. It actually is a fruit or vegetable. And annually, we in the Roundout Valley, our growers grow over 7 million pounds of fruits and vegetables, and
wow.
And that also includes, you know, dairy and beef and herbs, flowers. But of that 17 million pounds, we do glean and take around 50,000 pounds to the food pantries, mm-hmm. and we have 20 committed farms that have committed to overplanting what they would need for their markets. And then we work with the families of Woodstock and with
Ulster Corps.
Ulster Corps, exactly.
Right. 'Cause I'm part of that. We were part of that collaborative as well.
Oh, so, great. Yeah. Well, it still continues,
yeah.
And it's very prosperous. And we at RVGA, we just became one of the hubs for the food pantries to come get the fresh vegetables and fruits and provide access to those who wouldn't normally have access.
Mm-hmm. I know one of the difficulties that the pantries had was that you know, the farmers would donate large quantities of produce at a given time, but the small pantries don't have the storage capacity to do it. So this collaborative came together under a grant secured by Family of Woodstock, mm-hmm. where we set up six regional distribution hubs, basically giant walk-in coolers in throughout Ulster County. So now the produce is picked up from the farms, delivered to these giant walk-in coolers, and the local food pantries are given the keys or the combination to come in and take what they need and be able to provide that to families who really need it. And we know, Dr. Smith, that access to fresh fruits and vegetables is a key criteria in the county health rankings, in the New York State Prevention Agenda.
Absolutely.
And community wellness.
Absolutely. And we've had Michael Berg on in prior shows talking about the Family of Woodstock initiatives regarding these food pantries, which is Herculean, really, in scope when you think about it, and utilizing so many volunteers through Ulster Corps. You know, the heart of the folks in Ulster County is just amazing, how many people rise to the occasion of helping their neighbors and what have you. But absolutely, you just can't emphasize enough the importance of access to fresh fruits and vegetables.
And the farms are really just a critical part, not only of our cultural and historical heritage. It's really like carrying on a tradition that, you know, belongs here. And and there are great programs for kids. I know the Y does a program, a starfish program in the summers, where they take kids out to the farms to experience that and give them different vegetables to take home, some of which they've never tasted. And then they bring them home to their families and they expose their families to that. And it really is a tremendous, tremendous asset for the area.
It really is. And as you said, Dr. Smith, it really does take an entire community to do this, but what an absolutely willing community. And that's what we at RVGA and Ulster Corps and Families of Woodstock really try to do. One of our missions at RVGA is to bring the community together around agriculture and farming and healthiness of food. And people come to the Rondout Valley because of the way of life, you know, and that is here. And, you know, the fact that they can go to a farm market rather than a supermarket to get their vegetables, and it's just cleaner, healthier living. And when they feel better, they want to give back. And we have an incredible, incredible community here that really cares about each other. And you think, as you said, Finn, people have been here forever farming. We have, I think, at least one 13-generation continuously run farm. I think we have the oldest one in the United States with the Sonderskills.
That's a beautiful thing.
Really is. And even if they go away to train and get education, they come back to the farm because that's where, you know, that's where they want to live.
Where it's at. And we'll talk more about this. We're going to take a short break right now, and we'll be back soon. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
When it comes to surgery, you always want to be in the best surgical hands. Now, thanks to WMC Health Physicians at Lake Katrine, a member of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network, it's easy to find an expert surgeon close to home, featuring 8 highly respected doctors in 6 unique areas of practice. WMC Health Physicians at Lake Katrine is the latest way we're advancing care here in the Hudson Valley. The surgeons at WMC Health Physicians are leaders in the fields of breast surgery, general surgery, neurosurgery, surgical oncology, thoracic surgery, and vascular surgery, all equipped with the latest technology and approaches for the best possible care. And because they're part of WMC Health, your surgery can be performed at a location most convenient for you. Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie or Health Alliance Hospitals in Kingston. Another way, we're advancing care here. For more information, visit wmchealth.org/Lake Katrine.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Carol Reiser, the Executive Director of the Rondout Valley Growers Association. Carol, can you tell us a little bit more about some of the wonderful programs that the association is involved with?
Absolutely. We just went through a transition in leadership. I'm the new executive director of Rondout Valley Growers Association, and I came in at a really great time when they had some really wonderful programs already up and running. And so some of those programs are farm to school, which is, you know, we work with school districts and, you know, K through 12 to discuss farm to school and ag education. We have farm to farmer, where we try to help the farmer get what he or she needs to grow their farm and work it in the way that it's, you know, a good business model for them. And we have farm to community, which we, you know, connect the farm and the community together. And then one of my favorite programs is the Farm to Food Pantry, where we married the Arc of Ulster Green's School to Work program with our Farm to Food Pantry. And we had an intern that received the McHenry Award from Open Space Institute, and his name is Michael Burke. He was in charge of overseeing it, and we received all kinds of donations to make raised beds, and the ARC students built the raised beds with community and filled it with good, healthy soil that was donated by our farmers, the Davenports, and filled it with wonderful vegetable plants, and the students tended the crops over the summertime, watering and picking when it was appropriate, when everything was ripe. And so they were able to learn how to wait and be patient and look for bugs. They loved looking for bugs. And we had only good bugs, thank heavens. once they had a good crop of vegetables, they gleaned them and took them to the food pantry. And it was really a defining moment, I think, in their lives, and it was certainly in ours, in that when they gave back to the food pantry, they felt a real connection to what they had done, and that they were doing something for someone else in the community that needed that fresh vegetable. So they did kale, and they did lettuce, and they did herbs, and peppers and tomatoes, and it was fun. Actually, the garden is right outside my window, so I got to watch them every day as they were watering and gleaning. It was pretty exciting.
That's wonderful.
That's really terrific. I know that the farm to school cafeteria program also, I think, began also in Marbletown. Two moms started it, and they documented the whole thing. And the third one was a videographer for PBS, and she filmed the whole thing, and they put together a whole how-to manual. And they came across some obstacles, you know, dealing with some of the bureaucracy, school district bureaucracy, in terms of getting food into the cafeteria and going, you know, around the traditional purchasing from the big food wholesalers. But they managed to do that, and that program has, I think, been spreading around different parts of the county pretty well, right?
It has, and as they've done, people have taken a little bit of what they've done and a little bit of, you know, what makes their community interesting, and they've created something new, just like we did with the ARC students and the Farm to Food Pantry program. So we, too, actually, the whole marrying of those two programs was the brainchild of the former executive director, Deborah DeWan, who I'm hoping that she will write it all up and package it as a model program, because I truly believe that other ARC organizations could benefit from something like this. And farming is a very viable industry to go into.
Mm-hmm. And it's a positive, really positive experience for kids. I mean, talk about pro-social involvement as a way of, you know, as opposed to sitting in front of a screen all day or some of the other troubles that kids could possibly get into. What a positive thing to work
Absolutely.
With others, to help others. Really terrific.
So one of the things that we're looking at getting funding for, because we are a not-for-profit and we are always, you know, looking for funding to pay for our pilot programs and our new programs, but there's some of the ARC students have now moved on to SUNY Ulster, and there is raised gardens there that have been just left fallow for years and years and years, and we're hoping to carry it over to those students as they plan on what a farmer does during the winter time, and, you know, how to condition the soil before winter so that it'll be good and healthy in the spring for planting.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see where that goes.
Carol, tell us a little bit about I've always been interested in the farm to market aspect. I mean, being some 90 or 100 miles from New York City, probably arguably the biggest market in the world. What is Roundout Valley Growers Association doing in terms of helping to open up markets for more Hudson Valley produce?
We're going to be more aggressive in that area, because that's what our farmers want, is an entree into the bigger markets. They grow a lot and it's very, as you know, Farmer's Day is never done. And so we want to open up more markets for them, not only for the farmer, but for the recipient of those really high quality vegetables, meats, eggs, dairy. So we're going to become a lot more involved in that. And interestingly enough, the younger generation that have come back to do the farming, that's what they want. They want bigger markets. So I guess they're planning on expanding their farms.
Mm-hmm. And exploring the niche markets, right? I mean, because people are looking for higher quality local food.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Restaurants are as well.
Absolutely.
Really farm to table.
Well, we partner with a lot of organizations that do food distribution to restaurants, and so yes, we're again, it's just a matter of introduction. It's like once the connection's made, it's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. Once they see the, you know, what we're growing in the Rondout Valley, the quality is just so high.
Yeah, it's outstanding. I mean, I know the sweet corn is probably considered to be the best in the world, pretty much. Do you have a relationship, just out of curiosity, with the Culinary Institute at all? Do you do any work with them?
Oh, Ben, I've only been on the job for less than 50 days. I'm not quite sure
because
who all of
I just want an invitation
are
to the Culinary Institute.
No, well, actually, before you said that, that was exactly what I was thinking, because here are chefs in training who now go not only, some of them stay locally because mm-hmm. they can appreciate what's here, but some of them go back to the states where they, you know, grew up in. So certainly if they're carrying with them that idea that really the best is, of their ingredients can be found locally, right? Here in this valley, mm-hmm. hopefully they'll help to expand the market via that route.
And when you think of the fabulous restaurants that exist up and down the Hudson Valley, I mean, it really is nothing like it probably anywhere. I mean, mm-hmm. we just have some really fabulous dining establishments.
That's just it. I mean, I'm from Ohio, and we grew huge gardens. My parents, my grandparents, and we enjoyed, you know, very local. I mean, how much more local than in your own backyard? But there is just something in the soil here that is better. And that's, it's because of the care that our farmers have had for the land. And you can almost taste the love in the soil.
And the conditions, when you think about it,
yeah.
You know, the valley conditions, the weather conditions, mm-hmm. and really it's been very conducive to growing some of these, you know, wonderful crops. I just have to tell one quick story, because apples are certainly in the Hudson Valley a major crop, and the best that certainly most people have ever tasted when they come through our area and take advantage of the farmer's stands, etc. But there was an apple that was actually discovered in Esopus. It was called the Esopus Spitzenberg, and it was said to be Thomas Jefferson's favorite apple. And that comes back to my mind so often when I hear, you know, folks talk about what wonderful things have come of our valley. And here's this one apple that is still in existence today and still grown today. But, you know, it's legendary for sure, some of the wonderful things that come from Ulster County.
It's great to hear, too, that that young people are wanting to get back into farming. I know the challenges of that must be difficult, you know, in terms of the price of land and, you know, the hours that are involved. And it's really terrific to see that young people are taking renewed interest in that.
Well, they've, you know, they've gone away, they've gotten their education, maybe they've worked in whatever profession they chose, and it just wasn't as satisfying as what they do on the farm. And so they come back to do what makes their life the best. And we have a great quality of life here. And I think a lot of that is because of the great food that we have.
So, Carol, how does one get in touch with the Rondout Valley Growers Association?
Well, we can be found on the web at www.rondoutvalleygrowers.org. We are always in need of volunteers to help us get the word out, or, you know, go listen to a talk here or there and then come back with the information. So we're always looking for different volunteers. We have a whole list of all of our growers on there, including a map that people can download and then plan their weekend trips. We'd like to get more into some of the agritourism so that we can, you know, get that community partner or that visitor out into the farms and see what life is really like.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this great information. We are very proud of our farming heritage.
Absolutely.
Here in the Hudson Valley. And that's all the time we have for today, unfortunately. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Please tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and your community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.